What's up, guys? Welcome back to another podcast episode. And today is gonna be my USHL tier list predicting this upcoming season. I'm gonna say my predictions for the awards out loud. Well, everything else is gonna be put into a tier list. You guys won't be able to see it. I won't be able to see it because I'm just doing an audio recording, but I will try to like say it out loud. So, yeah. Before that, I will have a couple things to go over. First of all, say that teams are going to have more salary cap next year. And then I go with one trade. And a few re-signings and a bunch of free agent pickups already today. We go over. Before they go more salary. You can get more salary. I'm pretty sure it goes from like 82 million to like 82.5 to like 88 million. I think they get like a 6 million salary cap. More salary cap. I'm pretty sure that's not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure I heard that's a couple places. It's like 88 million, which is huge. Because they have more money to sign players, re-sign players, and they have more freedom, basically. First, Drake Guentzel trade to Tampa. They trade, Carolina traded Drake Guentzel to Tampa, and Tampa traded to Carolina a third round pick. So Tampa got exclusive re-signing rights, just like the Leafs did with the Chris Tanev trade. Sean Durzi got a deal. Okay, so Sean Durzi got re-signed with the Utah Hockey Club. Sean Durzi extension and coming with an average value of $6 million. 25-year-old Durzi will make $7.1 million next season, $5.6 million in 25-26, $4.8 million in 26-27, and $6.5 million in 27-28. So he is getting the bag right now for hockey players, and he's getting a lot of money for that. Jeff Skinner. Buffalo Sabres bought out Jeff Skinner, so he will not be able to play with them next year. Interesting. Max Domi re-signed with the Leafs. He was the best penalty killer. He was great bottom six, middle six. He was fantastic for them. The Leafs announced today that the hockey club has re-signed Max Domi to a 4-year contract. The average annual value of the contract is $3.75 million. So he's getting $3.75 million on average throughout these 4 years with the Leafs. Nice, good deal for both the Leafs and the Domi. He got a decent amount of money. Okay. Timmy Liljegren was top four defenseman for the Leafs, and he got re-signed. Well, Tommy Liljegren, I don't know if that was his name actually. Hold up, I have it written down. I hope this is how you spell it. Liljegren. Yep. Okay, he's right here, guys. Okay, let's see. Defenseman Timothy Liljegren to a 2-year contract with an average annual value of $3 million. Nice. I like that re-signing from the Leafs. Patrick Kane. Okay, Patrick Kane did get a deal. He re-signed with the Detroit Red Wings. It's a one-year contract with $4 million. So he's gonna get like a prove it deal. If he does really good, he's probably gonna get re-signed a couple more years if he doesn't retire. I don't think he'll retire in the next couple years. And then yeah. So good stuff from the Red Wings. Okay, Juraj Slafkovský. Big re-signing here. From the Canadians, huge, absolutely huge. Montreal Canadiens general manager Kent Hughes announced on Monday that the team has agreed to terms on an 8-year, $60.8 million contract, 2025-26 to 2032-33, with forward Juraj Slafkovský. The deal will pay him an average annual salary of $7.6 million. That's huge. He's a rookie that got drafted first overall by the Canadiens in 2022. And his first year was very lackluster. Second year, he picked it up. And then last year, he was really good. Not really good, but he was a lot better. So he's showing consistent improvement. And I really like that deal because I do think he'd be a very big, good player on their first line with Caulfield and Nick Suzuki. Okay, Sam Reinhart. This one's also another big one. Sam Reinhart. Top three player on the Panthers. Him, Tkachuk, no, I don't know, at least top five, at least top four, probably top four, at least, maybe top three. He scored the game winner, the Stanley Cup winning goal. He scored 57 goals in the regular season for the Panthers. He's phenomenal. Him and the Panthers have agreed to 8-year, $69 million contract, so he will be a Florida Panther for a long time. So, good deal. Yegor Sharagovich? Okay, I really like that one. Hold up. Bro, why do you keep doing that? Hold up, guys. Yegor Sharagovich? Okay, let's... Sharagovich. Deal. Okay, Sharagovich signed a 5-year deal. $28.75 million contract with Central Calgary. He still has one more season left on his 2-year, $6.2 million deal before he receives a significant raise. He played on the first line, either that or second, I don't know, top six. He was the best player last year, point production and offense, and he's still great defensively. Not telling me, but he plugged in this whole time. I don't know how long has this been unplugged? Actually, like what happened? I really hope I didn't miss a whole bunch with this getting unplugged. I don't know when this got unplugged. Oh, well. I think I'm just going to continue. Sharagovich deal, I guess. Hopefully you guys heard the Reinhart deal. And the Ross Slafkovský deal. Hopefully. But I don't know if you did. We'll figure it out. If you guys didn't see him, Reinhart got an 8-year extension with the Panthers. Juraj Slafkovský got a 7-year deal with the Canadiens. Kane got a 1-year, $4 million contract re-signed with the Red Wings. And then we got through a couple more, but a little while ago. Jake Guentzel signed like a 7-year deal with the Lightning. Next, Corey Perry. Corey Perry signed a 1-year deal with the Oilers, re-signing deal. He was pretty good on the bottom six. Great penalty kill, scored a goal in the postseason. I like the prove it deal. DeBrusque. Jake DeBrusque got a bag. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Jake DeBrusque got a steal from the Canucks. Canucks signed him today. 7-year deal worth 7 years. 7-year deal worth $38.5 million. That's a big deal in hockey terms. Great, huge pickup for the Canucks. Really, really like that pickup for the Canucks. Oliver Ekman-Larsson won the Stanley Cup with Florida. So I do like that. Let's see. Maple Leaf signed defenseman Oliver Ekman-Larsson for a 4-year, $14 million contract. I really like that pickup for the Leafs. It helped the defense a lot. Pat Maroon, is it going to be a Chicago Blackhawk for this past year, 1 year deal? I think just to get some mentoring on that team. Sorry about it. Jack Campbell got a 1 year deal with the Red Wings, probably a prove it deal again because he's been very bad lately, but I know what he can do, he can be better. Nikita Zadorov. This one's a big one. Nikita Zadorov deal. He got signed today. The Bruins have signed Nikita Zadorov to a 6-year, $30 million deal for league sources. He is a top four defenseman on Vancouver. He's a very big physical defensive defenseman. I talked about him before on the podcast. Very good, big, physical, and he can trip in some points. He's a blistering wrist shot. Yeah, a slap shot and wrist shot, I guess. Especially slap shot. Yeah, oh, Steven Stamkos. This is probably the biggest one here. Steven Stamkos, former captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning, has signed a 4-year contract with the Predators on an average annual value of $8 million with the Nashville Predators. Huge pickup from the Predators. Great. They were definitely, from the start, a big contention for him, and they picked him up. Love to see it for them. Tyler Bertuzzi. Oh, guys. Tyler Bertuzzi deal. I remember who he went. Oh, yeah. The Blackhawks signed him to a 4-year deal with $22 million. Good deal for the Blackhawks. I like it. Some love and star power. Jonathan Marchessault. Big pickup there from, who picked him up? I don't remember already. I already forgot who picked him up. Okay, the Nashville Predators signed for Jonathan Marchessault a 5-year deal with $5.5 million annual average value. Predators are making some big deals, and I like them both, you know? Brandon Montour. Okay. Brandon Montour did not re-sign with the Panthers. He elected to go somewhere else. Brandon Montour and Chandler Stephenson each signed a 7-year contract with the Seattle Kraken on Monday. Montour, a defenseman who won the Stanley Cup with the Florida Panthers last season, signed a 7-year, $50 million contract with an average annual value of $7.14 million. That's a lot of money for a hockey player. For most people, too, but talking just in general in sports, hockey player, that's good money. Anthony Duclair, is an Islander. He signed a 4-year deal. So, it was a great pickup. He was at the Panthers when they won the President Trophy with the Sharks last year, and now he's back with the Islanders. I like that deal. Next, we got Ryan Lomberg. He signed like a 2-year deal somewhere. I don't remember exactly where, though. Trying to figure it out. Ryan Lomberg is returning to Calgary. The Calgary Flames signed a winger to a 2-year, $4 million deal on Monday. I like it. He won the Stanley Cup with the Panthers. He's a bottom six grinder. He's a pretty good shot. Knows where to be. Very physical. Very good pickup for the Flames. They needed that type of player on the bottom six. I really like that. Okay, Brett Pesce. This is one of the bigger ones, too. One of the best defensemen this year in free agency. Pesce and Brandon Dillon each signed with the New Jersey Devils on Monday. Pesce signed a 6-year deal, 6 years, $33 million contract, $5.5 million average annual value. And Dillon signed a 3-year, $12 million contract, $4 million annual average annual value. Brett Pesce, great pickup. Top four defenseman, you can definitely play in your top pairing. You can also play in your second pairing. Physical, great offensive, great two-way forward to play both ends of the ice. He's very physical, good shot, good stick work defensively. Good pickup for the Devils. They needed that type of defenseman, definitely. They're going to be contending. Next, Matt Dumba. I don't remember where he signed. I really don't remember. It's really lingering, but I'm Googling it anyways. Dallas Stars has signed defenseman Matt Dumba to a 2-year, $7.5 million contract. A $3.75 million average annual value. So, it's very good. He's a physical defensive defenseman. the Stars need a guy type of guy, knowing the fact they lost Chris Tanev last year. I know he was only a rental, but if you can replace that type of guy, which they did, he's very good. Not quite as good as Tanev, not as quite as good, but he is still a good pickup. Next, we have Tyler Toffoli. Tyler Toffoli, this one's a big one, too. Tyler Toffoli, like a former 40-goal scorer. At least 30-goal scorer. I don't know if he actually scored 40, but I know at least 30. He signed a 4-year deal totaling $24 million to San Jose Sharks. Like, that deal for the Sharks. I know they're not going to be contending, but Tyler Toffoli is still a good pickup, no matter who you are. Tuvo Teravainen is returning to the Blackhawks. He won a Stanley Cup with the Blackhawks in 2015. He's been with the Hurricanes ever since. And he is now just re-signed with the signed with the Blackhawks. A 3-year contract that runs through 26-27 season with a $5.4 million salary cap hit. So, that's great. Great pickup for the Blackhawks. I don't remember the actual Okay, so, Tuva Teravainen agreement was $16.2 million over 3 seasons. Okay, that makes sense. That's pretty good. I like that deal. Next, this is probably definitely one of the biggest ones. Probably top 3 biggest free agents. Elias Lindholm is a rental for the Canucks last year. Lindholm has a 7-year deal worth $7.75 million annually. With the Bruins. Bruins added both Zadorov and Lindholm, both in the Canucks, both great pickups. Really like those pickups. Elias Lindholm really fills their biggest need. They needed a number one center. They haven't been able to get him. They just got him. He's a big defenseman, like Zdeno Chara, like before he retired, a little bit smaller though, but he's 6'6". Zadorov. Great pickup. 2 fantastic pickups. I really like what the Bruins are doing so far in this. This free agency so far. Sean Monahan deal. Almost done here. Sean Monahan deal. Let's search up his deal, not just himself. I'm going to search up his deal. There we go. Sean Monahan deal. Okay. The Columbus Blue Jackets have signed center Sean Monahan to a 5-year, $27.5 million contract, $5.5 million annual average value. Great pickup. He can play. I know what they're doing. They're going to trade Line A really soon. Really soon. Because this is probably going to try to replace Line A as the number one center. Actually, Line A doesn't play center. Never mind. Anyways. Yeah. Good pickup, though. Okay, Riley, this is the last thing. Okay, Dakota Joshua. He was playing a middle six role, so either third or second line with the Canucks. He's physical. He's big with a great shot, great skill, great pickup, great for whatever he was really wanting to do. He signed a 4-year contract with a $3.25 million AAV. In average annual value. Really like it. I really like that deal for the Canucks. We signed them. That was like 4 days ago. But yeah, okay. Last thing before we do the USHL season predictions is the Riley Smith trade. Okay. He played middle six with the Vegas Golden Knights. Great throughout their cup run and just what they've been doing the last couple years with the he was the original Vegas Golden Knight after like the first year. Golden Knights deal Riley Smith to the Penguins for a 3rd rounder. Great pickup for the Penguins and good return for the Knights. Okay, now let's actually go to the USHL season prediction. But we've been wanting to do this for the podcast. Tomorrow I'll probably go over more deals and contracts and trades or whatever. We'll see what happens upon us. But most of the deals have already happened. Like, most of the deals already happened today, and I just went over most of them, but there'll definitely be more deals. So, I must have done this a while ago and just didn't, clear out the images. My fault, guys. Hold up. Is that gonna take long? It's gonna take, 5 more seconds. Okay, we're good. Okay, we're starting with the season, regular season predictions. Regular season predictions, okay? Regular season predictions. We're going to start with the Western Conference. Okay. I haven't put much thought in this beforehand, so I might have to think about this a little bit. I think, okay, hold up. I think 8's going to be Tri-City. I think what's going to happen, I keep saying I think, but I need to spit it out. I think that the Tri-City Storm is going to, they're losing a lot of players. The coach is good, but I don't think he's going to be good enough to quite lead them to the playoffs. They're losing a lot of players. The GM's not that great. They're losing so much players, and they're not gaining that much back. Don't think Tri-City's going to be that good. I'm going to be honest. Next, we got Omaha Lancers. I like their head coach. I want to stay positive about them. But I just have this weird feeling that they're not going to do good again. I think they're going to do better, but I don't think they're going to do good. I don't. Okay, we got, here we go. Let's keep going. 6. Ooh, this is tough. I'm gonna say Lincoln. I'm gonna say Lincoln here. I like what Lincoln's been doing. I like the players that they have coming back. They're losing a lot of them, but I still think they'll have enough returning that this should be good. 5, Sioux Falls Stampede. They have quite a few players returning, but I like the 4 other teams that's gonna be in front of them personally. 4, Des Moines Buccaneers. They have a lot of good players returning. They have a lot of good players coming in from the draft. Really like their roster. I think they're going to be good. Next, we got the Fargo Force. They are losing a lot of players, but I think they're going to keep enough players to be good, and they still got a couple good players coming in. I just trust the Fargo Force to be pretty good still. We got Waterloo Blackhawks finishing number 2. They have a lot of players coming back, and they still are super good with a lot of people coming back. Sioux City, same thing as Waterloo. I have them finishing first in the Western Conference. Waterloo has a lot of people coming back, so is Sioux City. Sioux City has a lot of people coming in from the draft. Really like those top 2 teams in the Western Conference. As a Dubuque Fighting Saints fan, it kind of sucks. See, Waterloo probably going to do really good, but it is what it is. Okay, Eastern Conference. First of all, number 8, Team USA. I don't know why they're never doing that good, but yeah, number 8, makes sense. Muskegon, I'm going to put Muskegon at number 7. I'm going to have them missing the playoff. They're missing a lot of people. They're losing a lot of players. They're losing a lot of players. Okay, number 6. Team that makes the postseason, if we're assuming it's going to be the same way this past 2 years were. I'm going to put the Gamblers. They're losing a lot of players. They still have a couple people coming back. Good people coming from the draft. But I still think the 5 teams above them are going to be better. Next, Madison Capitals. They still have a lot of returning, couple good returning players, but nothing too special. They got a couple good people coming in. And these 4 teams are going to be better. Number 4, Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. I think they're going to be better than they were this year because they got a really good tender. They got good draft prospects, and they got a few people coming back. But I don't think they'll be better than the top 3 teams. Number 3, I'm going to have Chicago Steel. They have 2, probably the 2 best tenders. So far they got him, and then they have a lot of people coming back. They have Luca Cloutier coming back, I believe. He's one of the best goalies in the league. Speaking of one of the best goalies in the league coming back, we got Aiden Wright of the Youngstown Phantoms. I have them finishing number 2 in the Eastern Conference. I really like Aiden Wright that's coming back, and they have so many returning people, and their team's gonna be nasty. Next, number 1 in the Eastern Conference, I think they might win the President's Trophy or Anderson Cup, but I don't want to learn to say it. I'll tell you who I have in the Anderson Cup here next. Dubuque Fighting Saints. Dubuque Fighting Saints finishing number 1. They have a lot of people coming back from last year's Clark Cup final run team. They have so many good affiliates. They have probably the best affiliate list in the league. They have so many good affiliates coming in. Cooper Dennis. I can't really think of much. Drayden Allen. He played like a month with us last year. Then we still got Teddy Mayo coming back. Josh Giuliani coming back. Kevin Corn, Flores, Colin Frank, Michael Barron, Luke Malbouf, and DJ, Dylan Johnson, and Nett. And Liam Bierman probably going to have the best goalie tandem in the league next year. Great defense, great depth, good star power. What you want to see out of a team all around. Power play is probably going to be really nasty. Penalty kill will be good. Anderson Cup champion predictions is going to be the Dubuque Fighting Saints. I think the Dubuque Fighting Saints will win the Anderson Cup. I might be a little bit biased, but honestly, a team that follows Dubuque very closely and knows how good they're going to, how good they have the okay, let me try to reword this. How good they could be. I think they will be that good. I think they're going to be slightly worse than last year's team. I don't think they're going to be that good. But I do think they're going to be right below that. I think they're a little better hovering around that. And then, okay. So, playoffs. Okay? Let's jump straight into the postseason. If we're going to assume it's the same way that this year did. So, the first round will be a force and the stars. I'll take the force and the sweep. Two games. I just trust the force. I feel like the organization's so good. The head coach is so good. I think they're going to lead them to the next round. Buccaneers and Stampede. I'm going to take Buccaneers. I think they have so many good returning players. There's so many good players coming from the draft. I like their chances of moving on. We got Bucks and Musketeers and Musketeers moving on. I like Musketeers, offense and defense both. And then they have good goaltender coming in. They got, okay, Waterloo and Force. I have Waterloo winning this one. Returning players, same type of thing, by the way. Returning players, draft players coming in, affiliates, everything. Really like the team. Yeah, Sioux City and Waterloo in the conference finals. I'm going to actually have Waterloo moving on here. Waterloo going to the finals. Goaltending situation is going to be great. Defense and offense is going to be fantastic. Eastern Conference side. Chicago, Green Bay, Chicago sweep. Cedar Rapids, Madison, Cedar Rapids 1-3. Okay, so next. Cedar Rapids and Dubuque in the conference semifinals. I have Dubuque winning in 4. Yeah. I think Dubuque's going to win in 4 really convincingly. And then we got Youngstown and Chicago. Youngstown wins in 5. It's going to be such a good series. I think Youngstown takes the 5th game at home. We got Chicago. We got Dubuque and Youngstown. Dubuque in 5. Their depth is fantastic. We got Dubuque and Waterloo in the finals. It really works for a Dubuque and Waterloo fan. Very close to each other. And it's going to work for both teams too because they don't got to travel that much. Dubuque in 5. I think Dubuque wins in 5. I think Dubuque wins a Clark Cup next year. That's it. I think Dubuque wins a Clark Cup next year is what it is, guys. You know? I really do. That's going to be it for today's podcast. We went over a bunch of signings, a couple of trades, re-signing deals, free agent pickups, and we did a USHL. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do my awards. My fault. Oh, my forward of the year is going to be, I don't know. I want to say Cooper Dennis, but I don't know. It's hard to predict awards. We're going to awards, actually, probably when we know who's going to be in the league, because we honestly don't know who's going to be in the league next year because of USHL, how it works. But I'll probably do that, like, soon as we know all the rosters. But, yeah, we're probably going to... Okay, that's going to be on a podcast. We went to the USHL season predictions, postseason predictions, some re-signing deals, free agent pickup, trades for the NHL. Tomorrow, we're going to do the NHL season predictions. It's going to be easy to predict, though, because we know most of the teams. So, yeah, that's going to be it. See you for tomorrow's season finale. Peace.